tomorrow, life's most dangerous word. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 341, titled Tomorrow, Life's Most Dangerous Word. Dear friends, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Once, long ago, a prince asked his tutor to prepare him for the life beyond. There is plenty of time for that when you are old, the tutor replied. No, exclaimed the prince. I have been to the cemetery and measured the graves, and there are many shorter than I am. The prince was wise, for the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Tomorrow is life's most dangerous word, for tomorrow may be too late to take God seriously. A cartoon was once published in three parts. In the first scene, there was a young man seated at a desk. At his shoulder stood Jesus Christ, inviting him to be saved. Politely, he told the Lord that he was just launching his career and had no time for anything else. The second scene showed the same man, now middle-aged. He was heavier and well-dressed, and his larger desk was covered with papers and reports. Again, Christ stood at his elbow. But again, the man replied with the same answer, no time, too busy. How about tomorrow? The last picture showed an old and graying man at his desk. At his shoulder stood not the Savior, but the gaunt, bony specter of death, speaking in hollow tones. Death declared, I have come for you. The businessman with frightened eyes replied, go away, Death. I did not send for you. But Death refused to go, and the man was ushered into eternity, without God, without Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is the fitting epitaph for many tombstones. Tomorrow sounds so innocent, but it can be life's most dangerous word. Tomorrow is the barred and bolted door that has shut many people out of heaven and caused them to go to hell. God has never promised us tomorrow. The Bible implores in Proverbs 27:1, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." The Bible states in 2 Corinthians 6:2b, "Now is the day of salvation. Those who expect to repent and turn to Christ tomorrow may die today." Are you ready? Get ready. Be ready. You say, for what? Well, the Bible, the Holy Bible, says in Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." The best preparation for tomorrow is the right use of today. Be ready. You ask how. God has already provided the way of salvation. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died to save us from the eternal penalty of our sins and rose again from the dead to give us new life. Jesus Christ promises in St. John 5:24, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Through faith in God, you will be prepared for life beyond the grave. You will also be prepared to live your life here on earth in peace and certainty and purpose, knowing that God, your Heavenly Father, cares for you, and He has provided you with an invaluable guidebook for life, the Holy Bible. Be ready, you ask, when? The Bible states in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Dear friend, tomorrow may be too late. Are you ready? If not, get ready. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved." So, dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart today, so you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to hell, for Jesus Christ suffered, for Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. All you have to do is believe on Him. Please pray with me what is called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins. my failures and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life, for it is in your holy name I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, please visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The tract or pamphlet this podcast is based on is written by George Sweeting and published by Crossway, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at crossway.org. When you do, send them a love offering and make sure you pass out the gospel tracts once you get them. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.